nature of a graveside event and interment, when it's out of town, is in reference to how I do this today. I've always done it this way. And we'll refer to her life, and then we'll refer to the lesson presented at the funeral home today, the basic ideas of that, and then we'll close together. But we'll lead off with a song, the third verse of In the Sweet By and By. And we'll sing that song. Come in, be seated, please. Those ladies particular who will be seated. We'll await. Please. Yes.
Thank you. I could understand this.
Would you please sing with me the third verse of the song? It starts out with the idea, we shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and we'll sorrow not knowing no more. By and by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore, in the sweet, by and by, by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. At the funeral home, which was spectacular, well done, well presented, her appearance was of the days in which she was married. She had declined in her health, of course, and the ideas of that would be somewhat thinner, but she was back during the days in which she was married. And her facial features were there, and you could recognize her from the old photograph and her picture right here and there. She was special to us all, to say the least. I sought to present a lesson regarding her initials of her name. The B stood for a busy person. She was busy as could be. In every endeavor that she sought to participate, she was busy. And she was really working at having it done in the right kind of way. Not just getting done, but it was right kind of way. And so the good things that she did always were appreciated by people. And her busy way of life was appreciated by people who didn't even know a thing about what she was doing, because she was industrious about what she was trying to get done. In regard to her middle name, Jane, she had a fullness of joy. A fullness of joy that's created by only one process in our lives. And that is to be a person who takes what we're doing and to analyze it, and to be a person who chooses to be a person who makes it right. And so the E in that name is a way of doing that way of life. So she looked to the things being good. And we emphasize how that the Bible tells us in the words of Solomon in Proverbs chapter 27 that a prudent individual foresees danger ahead and guards themselves. And do we guard ourselves from the dangers that we know are ahead on our drives, on our activities, on our words that we say? We should be very careful in that regard to do that. And then God. God had a place in her heart, in her life, in her conversation, in her way of life. And she had a way with God where she said, I'm sorry about the things that were not done exactly like you would have done. As she read her Bible and learned from it, she began to practice those kind of things that God had said to her. And so she had God in her heart and life. And then will find a way of life for home. She looked for a home as Solomon, as Abraham looked for a home whose builder and maker is God. And so she looked for heaven itself and a home. And we live by hope that she reached that heavenly home today. Would you join me now in a word of prayer? Our kind Father, we thank Thee for these good people that have come out today to be with this family and to encourage them during a time of sadness in their lives and in all of our lives who've known her. How sad we are in regard to this time of her leaving us in this earthly life. But this is a reminder to all of us to prepare for that day and that hour of time. In Jesus' name we pray. In regard to her life, these particular notes can be noted about her life and her ways. She was born in Ruble to Ogle Earl and Sarah Elizabeth Ray Grimsley on July the 7th, 1944. She passed away at age 76 in Piperton, Tennessee. Surrounded by her loving family at that time, she was under the care of hospice since April the 15th, 2021, a little over a month of time. She was born here and born into a family that had what was said to be tons of aunts, uncles, and cousins, and they were. She graduated from Ruble High School. She was the chief majorette of the drum major of the band. She was a leader of the band, and she was a part of beauty reviews around this area many times, and it was at Mississippi Delta Junior College that she met Johnny Howe. First, his brother, Richard, who said, "You need to meet her," and then she met him, and who really first said, "I love you," is a real choice on their part. They loved each other, and it was pretty evident to everybody who was around them always that they loved each other, and it's a good thing. In regard to her families of life, she leaves behind her daughter and her husband of 57 years, Johnny. She leaves behind Gwendolyn, John Chauncey Howe, Jr. of Bartlett, and grandchildren Allison Nicole Wheeler and Michael David Wheeler, and Mr. Wheeler as well. He leaves behind. He loved her too. May we all have the good memories to be sustained in our lives that we've had all along as we've known her. May God bless you, everyone. Let's close in prayer. Our Father, we're so grateful for Thy love and care for us all and for the way of life that she led, that we can imitate the same activities of life and have the same kind of hope that she lived by and that now she has come to meet you by. We pray for her receiving the mercy that Thou hast extended all of mankind in every good way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for being here today. God bless you, everyone.